The president-elect may not have much time to savor victory, but some of his supporters do. One of them is Douglas Wilder. Years ago, he was Virginia's first black governor, and in 1992, he ran for president himself.
This year, Obama has asked Wilder's advice, and the older man Obama simply calls leader was watching Obama's victory speech.
He touched that tone that I wanted him to touch, that this isn't about me. It's not about an individual. It's about so many people whose names will never be called, whose faces will never be seen.
These days, Douglas Wilder is mayor of Richmond, a city that built statues in honor of Confederate heroes.
And he called Obama's election a catharsis.
It's spell-breaking in terms of being able to say to any child in America, you can be anything you want to be. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or whether you're selected or whether you're Asian or African. It doesn't matter. You're an American. And what we say by words is now matched by deeds at the highest possible level. And excuses can't be tolerated. Well, I can't do this, or we can't do this. No, no, no. That's foreboding. That's gone.
That's from an NPR interview with Douglas Wilder, mayor of Richmond and former governor of Virginia, on President-elect Barack Obama. We do have video of Douglas Wilder and residents of Richmond at NPR.org talking about their reactions to the election.